Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we're speaking with Mr. John Adams, the Chief Executive Officer of Aura Tech, a leader in application security. Mr. Adams, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Very excited to be with you this morning.
And of course, we're certainly anxious to hear from you and for your expertise on what Aura Tech offers. So tell us, for starters, what is the problem that Aura Tech is solving for Fortune 5000?
Well, it's an interesting challenge. You know, if you look at the Fortune 5000, most of these organizations are of significant size, obviously. They have very vast IT estates, and most organizations of that size have a very large web presence as well, given the nature of their operations. And so when you have organizations of size, and in particular volume in the web, the reality is that, you know, you have a lot of exposure. You have a lot of vulnerabilities. For example, NIST is reporting a new CVE every 30 minutes. So that's basically a flaw that is being discovered in IT infrastructure every 30 minutes. And those are attack vectors that represent opportunities for the bad guys to, do their thing. And so the challenges that the Fortune 5000 face are that in many cases they have a very diverse estate as well, in that they have old applications that are enterprise, critical, mission critical apps that have been around for 10, 15, 20, 25 years. That's very old code, and that old code is very vulnerable. Then they have these large monolithic applications that also have degrees of vulnerability, and they struggle to keep up and to keep them protected, because the bad guys are automating their methodologies, yet organizations are not, and so they have a lot of vulnerabilities. And so that's one of the biggest problems that the Fortune 5000 faces today.
Certainly do appreciate the details, the coverage, and getting things kicked off in awesome fashion. Now, tell us, why is this a problem? You talked about what is the problem. Why is this a problem?
Well, it's a problem in that, a couple things. Number one, the volume and velocity at which these attacks are coming at organizations continues to increase. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the bad actors are continuing to up their game and automate and find more attack vectors and more angles to come at organizations. And the third thing is that the greater your web presence, which is absolutely essential for e-commerce these days, the greater your exposure as well. So you've got all of these pressures on the Fortune 5000 that are converging, and it's very hard to keep up and putting, humans on keyboards to fix the problems. You just can't do it. You can't keep pace.
That is certainly the truth, and I'm glad you pointed that out. We just can't keep up with the pace, so that's a fantastic point right there. What types of businesses are impacted the most from what you see out there in the market?
Yeah, great question. Well, it's interesting because, virtually every business has a challenge in this arena, but the ones that we're seeing have the greatest level of exposure are those financial. Anything from, investment banks to retail banks to payment processors, credit card companies, areas where you have a lot of transactions, areas where you have a lot of direct interaction with the consumer, and areas where you know basically there's a wealth of personal financial information that is accessible. Healthcare is another area that's big. In that, think about it, all of the information that can be garnered from someone's personal records. So those are big verticals, but we're seeing across the board retail as well. Manufacturing. Those are some of the big verticals that we have a significant presence with. And then one of the growing ones is college campuses and universities as well, in that, you have all this information on students, and much of that information can be utilized to extract personal financial information as well.
Certainly do appreciate all the information so far. Most helpful today, we're speaking with Mr. John Adams, the Chief Executive Officer of Auratech, a leader in application security here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how is Auratech helping businesses actually? Give us some more details by leaving us an example there.
Yeah, there's really four different ways we help businesses. The first one is patching. So to explain that, what happens is that most organizations, now when you as a consumer, when you see that your reservation system is down or your online banking is down for a period of time due to maintenance or whatever, in most cases what's happening is those organizations are, patching or administering security patches to try to update and protect themselves. Well, the challenge that they face is that they can't patch fast enough. And so, number one. Number two, most organizations can't afford the downtime. Number three, they don't want to take their applications down because they're afraid that they may not restart. And lastly, if they take down their app and they patch, sometimes those patches have broken the applications and caused challenges with functionality. So the first thing that Auratech does is we give you the ability to automate and de-risk your patching process. And so by automating, you can patch in volume and at a velocity that keeps pace with the challenges in the market. And so we actually provide a guarantee that our patches won't break your application. So that's the first area that we really focus on. The second area we focus on is what, the security side of the business and what we call, web app vulnerability protection. So the OWASP Top 10, the SANS 25, and zero-day attacks. And those are the types of attacks that have hit organizations such as Equifax and, Capital One and others, and Target. And so, we provide, security against those common attack vectors. And so, again, you talk to any organization of size that has a vast web application estate, and they'll tell you that those are areas that keep them up at night. So we give you the ability to automate the security process again and protect the entire application. The third thing that we do, which is significant, is what we call legacy upgrade. And Eric, this is really huge. You talk to any organization of size, and for example, Java, which is the language that virtually 70% of the world runs on, you ask them which version of Java you're running on, and they will tell you sheepishly many versions, if not all of them. Well, the challenge with that is that those older versions can't be patched. Those older versions are far less secure than newer versions. And so we give you the ability to basically virtually upgrade older Java into the most current version of Java without ever touching a line of source code, which is just huge. So we take millions of dollars in years off of the development process. And so if I'm a CIO or a CEO, it gives you the ability to virtually upgrade, get in the most current version of Java, and never take down your applications, never risk breaking your applications, never touch a line of source code, and continue operations, and most importantly, focus on the things that are going to move your business forward versus dealing with this old stuff. And the last thing is what we call cloud enable it. So we have an example. We have a customer tried and true in the financial sector, they have older versions of Java that were not cloud ready. And so literally we were able to wrap them in the Waratech virtual container, and they were able to migrate them to the cloud in 15 minutes versus taking months, if not years, to do so manually. So big impact on businesses. And that last point is huge, because most organizations wind up deprecating their estates or splitting them up. Here's the ones that we can move to the cloud. Here's the ones that we have to keep because they're just too old. Well, now you don't have to make that decision. We can enable and assist you in that process.
John, we can't thank you enough for what you do in the space through Waratech and what you offer in the space. Really appreciate all the insight and information shared here today as well. So helpful. Where can our audience learn more about Waratech and also be in touch as well?
www.waratech.com.
And you got to love simplicity. Again, Mr. Adams, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. John Adams, the Chief Executive Officer of Waratech, a leader in application security. And for all the details, visit waratech.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.